It is my pleasure to welcome back to the program Wendell Shingler, former executive director of the National Incident Response Unit at Immigration and Customs Enforcement, former director of the Federal Protective Services, to talk about some new developments in keeping travelers safe. Mr. Shingler, welcome to the program. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're writing about the fact that the Transportation Security Administration is starting to monitor rail systems. Talk about this pilot program and why you think it's a good idea, please.
Well, basically what they're doing is expanding technology that's relatively new to monitor the rail systems. We've become very fortunate in this country that we've got a rail system that's free and open, and it's fast moving and moving lots of people and freight. The way that TSA is addressing to the security of that effort is to be creative. Security has changed a lot in just my lifetime. It's gone from a world of locks and fences, your best security, to a state now that computers and equipment are one of your best resources to assist mankind in being able to secure facilities and rail systems better. And in this case, what they're doing is they're trying millwave technology that, for the most part, just scans across a moving crowd, so they don't have to stop, they don't have to go through a machine or anything. It's just scanning them as they walk through to the trains and looking for anomalies. And primarily they're looking for explosives like suicide bombers would wear, the explosives on their chest or their body. So they're primarily looking at people moving quickly, not slowing them down, but looking for explosives and that people really wouldn't normally have on them. So it just shows it's not like some of the people are afraid of the X-ray machines and that kind of stuff. It's really just looking at them on a monitor screen, much like a computer screen. So there's no hidden little images, but it has red and green indicators of flash in the event that something is on the person or in their briefcases, packages as they're entering into the train system. So that's really what they're doing. It's a very non-invasive, but it's very creative way of keeping people moving, but keeping them safe.
You mentioned the X-ray machines, and TSA took a lot of heat, especially from privacy rights kinds of people, for saying that these full-body images are invasive. And this seems to be on a, no pun intended, completely different track. Why are they using this kind of system with the trains and not implementing it at airports and other venues?
They're actually just a pilot that they're trying with the trains. They're also working with the Staten Island ferries and a few other modes of transportation that TSA has not actually gotten into yet. They're heavily into the airport security, and now they're getting more and more out into the other modes of transportation. And I think you'll ultimately see a lot more of this because it is a very non-invasive. There's no privacy issues. For the most part, you just see a picture of a person walking by you, much like you would any video camera. That's all you're seeing is walking them by. But the indicator lights are a warning to the agents, the police officers that are monitoring, that there are anomalies on that person. So, and that's when they bring them to a secondary screening, and they can use canines or whatever to provide a secondary or follow-up screening on these individuals.
Now, I wouldn't imagine someone with your background in security would be really excited about this prospect if there wasn't some confidence on your part that it was equally as good or better than something like the full body scans. What is it about this millimeter wave technology that gives you that confidence that it, as somebody continues to kind of zoom on by, it's going to be able to perform a comprehensive scan of that person?
One of the nice things that it's very heartwarming for me to see that TSA is not sitting back and taking, using that expression, this is the way we've always, because the bad guys are constantly looking at ways to defeat us. And so the creativity of using alternate technologies is very heartwarming for me. And in this case, so far, the reliability appears to be very good, and that's why TSA is really doesn't just put it in every train station and every every shape station across the country, or even airports for that matter, but because they are trying it, and they're trying it to speed traffic, keeping people moving and flowing on to their trains, or not. You know, you hear the complaints time of I had to stand in a long line at the airport. I think once they that the technology is going to work, they'll expand that further into the other station systems.
All right. What's the most important thing that somebody should know about this operationally? Does it look different than the checkpoints that we're used to seeing in airports? Do I need to know anything before I approach it? Anything like that?
For the most part, TSA has gotten some great information on their websites, just telling you that there really is no health hazard, there is nothing to it. There's actually even a few pictures of the equipment. For the most part, you really wouldn't notice much other than it looks like, what would be a spotlight or a camera sitting on a tripod as you're walking past it. So it's fairly non-intrusive to your health, to your body, or even just sitting in the surrounding area. You're actually walking past it at a fairly quick pace, or however fast you can walk, especially during rush hour. But you really wouldn't notice it. And I think TSA has actually done a good outreach effort to say, hey, look, we're trying this. It's not going to hurt you, and we appreciate you need to get to work on time, but we also appreciate your need to be safe. And so I think that's what they've been doing, and a fairly well done. I'm breaking up here a little on the phone. I think they've done a great job at it.